are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You guys are not going to like me after this one. I really don't like opening with a story such as this, but the headline just caught my eye as I was sitting here waiting through the commercials and the news. Porn addict hospitalized after a trapped giant eel that he shoved up his anus gnaws through his digestive tract. This was, looks like what's going to be the opening of today's show and of this week's radio program. I'm sorry, guys. You know what? Okay, none of the other headlines are this exciting. I apologize. I mean, yeah, it looks like scientists have been able to grow a kidney out of the lab. That's pretty exciting stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a psychiatric hospital, a pretty big one, has been dumping patients. Or has been accused, I should say, of dumping patients. Is this going to be a trend where, hospitals can just, dump you to another hospital or dump you out of state? Not sure how that works. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court and their decision to not look at a gun control case. And then, of course, somebody threw pubic hair at Hugh Jackman. That's always a fun one. I mean, people throwing pubic hair at people always makes frontline news. So we're going to be talking about that. But, this just scares me. You have got to look. I am looking at this eel. I'll put this on my Facebook and on my Twitter so you guys could see this. The eel, it looks, still in pretty good shape. You always worry if you're going to be up somebody's colon, are the digestive juices going to hurt you? But remember, the colon usually extracts, right? The job of the colon. What's the job of the colon? Quick question. What's the job of the colon? To make poo-poo. Well, yeah, it makes poo-poo, but the real job of the colon is to extract water from the food before you poop it out. That's why when you're constipated, it's really dry because the stool was sitting there for days in your colon, getting churned and churned and all the fluid coming out. Whereas when you have diarrhea, it's very wet because it doesn't have time to sit in the colon. Okay, so there's really not a lot of digestion going on in terms of needing these enzymes and, acid and excess fluids. Okay, the colon is a lot less acidic than other parts of the bowel. Okay, if you were going to take, remember we had to use litmus paper? Remember you would stick litmus paper in the in an object, okay, or in a solution to see if it was acidic or basic? The lower the pH, the more acidic, and it would turn red. The more basic, it would turn blue. I think litmus paper was one of the coolest inventions. I just thought whoever designed that was so cool. It made my life easier. All I had to do was stick a piece of litmus paper in there. But if you stuck a piece of litmus paper along the lining of the sigmoid colon, not that I'm recommending it, don't, because if you lose the piece of paper, I'm liable. I'm just saying hypothetically or rhetorically, okay, if you stick something along the lining of the colon, because of the water content and the stool content, it's not too shabby. It's not as acidic by any means. I think it's more neutral. I've never done it. That should probably, my kid is working on a science fair project right now. And don't you like how I transitioned to different subjects? So my kid's working on a science fair project, and I didn't think to litmus paper the colon. That would be a good one. The problem is, what do you do for the pictures? And, what's your hypothesis? If I stick this piece of litmus paper in someone's colon, my guess is because of the stool content and the lack of acidity from the stomach, the litmus paper would turn blue. I mean, you could come up with a hypothesis, and then, of course, you have to have your materials. Then you have to have your safety recommendations, use gloves, etc. Instead, what we did is demonstrated how the human body can make oxygen. So what we did in this project, yeah, I helped them. I mean, come on. Every other parent is helping their kid with their homework, all right? I usually let my kid can do whatever, but then, you know, in this particular case, since I love this stuff. So basically, catalase is the enzyme that converts hydrogen peroxide into oxygen and water. Hydrogen peroxide floats around your body to kill bacteria, help cells, but it could also cause free radicals and cell death, etc. So catalase circulates the body, converts H2O2 into water and oxygen. So we got some cow liver. Thank you guys for helping me on Facebook. I didn't know where the hell to get cow liver yesterday, so we got it. We dropped hydrogen peroxide on it, and it bubbled like crazy. The bubbles turned into water and oxygen. So that was the project. But honestly, I am having, you know, second thought or remorse, Science Fair Project remorse. We probably could have done the litmus paper to the colon test. Anyway, going back to this, a Chinese porn addict is now recovering in hospital after undergoing intensive surgery to extract a giant live eel that had gnawed its way up his digestive tract after he shoved it up its anus. He's sorry. Stop giggling. The 39, it's not funny. It's dangerous stuff. You know, he's an addict. You gotta feel sorry for the guy. The 39-year-old man, I mean, if this doesn't cure him, I don't know what will. The 39-year-old man from China's southeastern Guangdong province had reportedly rushed himself to a local hospital after his attempts to recreate a kinky scene he saw in a porn video went horribly wrong. This is being reported by Council and Heal News. Okay, at the hospital, he pleaded with medics to help save him from the 20-inch eel chewing up his intestines. He says the eel is moving through his body. Surgery lasted all night long, and they were able to extract the 20-inch Asian swamp eel in whole from the man's body. Now, moray eels have bigger heads. You would think they would be using those, but I guess Asian swamp eels seem to do the trick. According to the Huffington Post, the eel reportedly gnawed through the man's colon, perforating his large intestine, and became stuck in his body cavity. So the eel was just trying to find a way out. I would, too. I mean, can you blame the eel? All right. Now, thank God he didn't die. From what we understand, he now, I guess, has become kind of famous, and he's going to get a lot of interviews, and you know, he is now pretty well known as a porn addict and pretty gutsy, you know, Fear Factor. Who knows? Maybe Fear Factor will want him to host the next show. So, I mean, as your radio doctor, please don't shove anything up the rectum, you know, if you don't have to, especially a live sea creature. I just don't think sea creatures belong in that part of the body or even that part of the world. Okay? They belong in the sea. They don't want to be there any more than you are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 130.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Okay, we had a caller over the break, didn't want to be on air, says he's new to the show. Welcome. He is addicted to porn and wants to know if we have any tips on how to address porn addiction. I mean, great question. First, don't use an eel. Keep any live bodies, live animals away from your body parts because you could die in the process. But, I guess porn addiction is really on the rise. Don't know what the incidence is. I apologize. I'm kind of unprepared. I know I'm here to handle questions on the fly. I don't know how many people usually are addicted to porn. I haven't watched porn in a very long time. I saw a couple things, maybe about 20 years ago. Made me giggle, and that was about it. You know, we all turned off the TV and decided to watch something else. And I don't know really what you guys are being exposed to. My guess, though, is if there is such a huge population of people addicted to porn. My guess is some of the storylines must be pretty intriguing. Okay. I mean, you know, I'm really addicted to, like, Game of Thrones. I mean, that's an amazing storyline. Okay, soap operas can be addicting. Remember how addicted we all were to, like, Melrose Place? So, I mean, you know, I think I could empathize with you if some of these, you know, porns have you know, some pretty interesting plot lines and character development. But I am assuming that porn today is what porn used to be, and there's really not much of a plot or a storyline. There's a lot of climaxes, but not much of, you know, a protagonist or antagonist type of thing. And you have people just, you know, sit there and have sex. And a lot of people enjoy watching people have sex. Some people in the medical community think it's it should be considered a mental illness. You know, the whole voyeurism issue. There's a fine line between that. We started talking about that a couple years ago, where when is being a peeping Tom different from watching porn, from being sexually excited from the idea of watching porn or being watched? You know, there's all these gray areas, and I'm not a sex expert, obviously. Do I sound like a sex expert? But what I do know about porn addiction from an academic standpoint, okay, and from textbooks I've read, is you treat porn addiction like you would treat any other addiction, all right? You need to use a variety of techniques, such as distraction. Okay, like, for example, let's say your porn is internet porn, okay? Well, internet porn, then what you do is you, you know, disallow yourself from accessing it on the internet. If it's not available to you at home, it makes it more difficult for you to get. Now, you know, I don't want you, you know, hacking into somebody else's computer. I mean, you know, some of these addictions can be pretty pretty overwhelming. Like, for example, the heroin addict who decided to run a charity scam pretending she had cancer so that people would donate to her. So, I mean, I understand sometimes addictions could lead to criminal activity. But, you know, for those of us that are, you know, addicted to chocolate and junk food, well, get it out of the house. If there's no junk food in the house, it's a hell of a lot harder for you to feed your addiction. Okay, if it's not around. Let me see. You know, I think getting some help, some psychiatric help or psychological help, can never hurt. I mean, that's always the answer that we radio docs always bring up. Well, you should see a behavioral therapist or a cognitive therapist. It's because it works. Okay, they need to help you redefine some of your behavior into a behavior that you could live with. You know, many of you addicted to porn, you lose your job. Because you're either watching porn at work, or you're so busy looking at porn, or doing, I guess, self-sessions after the porn, that you fall asleep and you forget to go to work. Now, if any of you are more adept at this, and can competently explain how you got over your porn addiction, I'd love to hear from you. I know it's a tough topic to talk about on air, but you could use a fake name. You know, like, you know what, James Dean. Right, D-E-E-N. Isn't that that's supposed to be the biggest porn star now out there? James Dean? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, another thing that I usually recommend is the AA type of, it's an AA type of therapy, where Alcoholics Anonymous is probably one of the most successful anti-addictive groups out there because you have other people in the same boat. Now, some of you would say, oh, Dr. Dahl, if you're a porn addict, you're going to be too embarrassed to go to something like an AA, you know, PA for, you know, Porns Anonymous or something. I go, well, alcoholics are embarrassed too. You know, people with alcoholism are extremely embarrassed, especially the men. You know, they're like, I had to give it to alcohol. I'm not strong enough. You know, it takes a lot to be able to overcome your embarrassment to go to AA. And then you go to AA and you realize you really had nothing to be embarrassed about because these guys are just like you. Guys and girls are just like you. You know, cops, judges, lawyers, doctors, You know, it's and everybody's kind of has had the same reason to go into it. And then how did they fight and get themselves through? You know, I mean, porn addiction is nothing, I think, to be that embarrassed about, because if you think about it, most people at one point in their life did look at porn. Okay. And you could have some people hoity-toity going, oh my gosh, you know, you are such an evil person. I don't think you're an evil person to look at, Playboy or look at Playgirl, which is still a form of porn. Okay. It's not hardcore porn, but it's still, you know, some form of pornography. I mean, how many people have looked at a Playboy once in their life? My grandfather had tons of Playboys. It's a shame that my mom didn't keep them, because now they'd be worth, they were from the 1950s, but you know, she threw them out because she didn't want my brother, you know, and then my other younger brother to see them. But let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Aaron on the line calling from Utah. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just wanted to mention that I've been seeing a psychiatrist or a counselor, and he suggested that if you're not, you're not completely over your porn addiction until you actually stop thinking about it. And he mentioned, like, a McDonald's menu. You order something on the McDonald's menu, but if your porn addiction is on the menu, then you're still addicted to it, even though you pushed it off to the side. Like,
okay.
I don't wake up every morning thinking about, like, cocaine or anything like that, but now I'm getting to the point where I don't think about porn as much.
Now, Aaron, you know, good point. What brought you to the point to actually see a therapist or a psychiatrist for this? Were you losing your job? Were you having trouble at home?
I was losing my wife. It was the problem.
Yep. And was she the one that suggested you seek help, or did you say, I'm going to do it on my own?
We kind of agreed together to do it.
Okay. How do you feel? Do you feel like the therapy is working?
Yeah, I do. I really like my doctor. He's really great with me. My wife and I go in together, and we see him once every 2 weeks.
Love it. Love it. Did he recommend any medication?
No. No medication at all.
Excellent. Excellent. I think that's the best way to do it, you know? Awesome. Well, you know, gosh, Aaron, I really appreciate you calling. I know, you know, it takes a lot of guts to be able to, you know, admit something and, you know, but it helps other people know that, you know, it's fightable and it's treatable. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I don't know if this is going to work. You know, one of you had just emailed me while the other caller was on. How do you know if you're addicted? How much porn is addiction versus how much porn is recreational? All right, that's difficult to say. And again, I don't want to answer this like I'm an expert, because I'm not. I don't know. You know, when it comes to alcohol, oh, that's easy. We have numbers, even though it changes. You know, sometimes you say, well, if it's more than 3 drinks a day, you know, or for women, if it's more than 4 drinks a day for men, depending on if you have, you know, a shot of alcohol versus wine or beer. So, you know, it's very easy for us to, you know, quantitate it with alcohol. But what about porn? So I see some of you guys still on the line. So we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available.
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepperfest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepperfest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperfestAZ.com. That's PrepperfestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I mean, if they knew decades ago that we could have porn addiction, you know, as a pretty common affliction for some of us, I wonder what the music would have been like back then, especially with boogie woogie. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about porn addiction. We're talking about what the criteria is for porn addiction. We're talking about how to cure porn addiction, and we're hearing from you guys, and you guys are giving us some great information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Josh on the line calling from Virginia. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing today?
Excellent, excellent. What's going on?
Well, I was calling in because my parents actually got divorced when I was 15 because my dad was addicted to porn. And over the years, as me and my brothers have grown up, we started talking, and, you know, it was something that all three of us have struggled with. We got to, you know, talking, and we believe, you know, we're Christians, and we believe in, like, generational curses, and the sins of the father will be passed down generation to generation. Mm-hmm. So something that was kind of mind-boggling how all three of us struggled with the same issues that my dad had and what inevitably split my parents apart. So each sought, you know, counsel or whatever you want to call it in their own way. But for me, you know, I struggled with it, and really until recently it hasn't been an issue because I made it a point, because I just got married back in September.
Great.
I made it a point that I didn't want that to be a part of my marriage, and, you know, my wife waited for sex with me until we were married. I obviously didn't.
Nice.
So I wanted to respect my wife enough to not allow that to enter. So what I did was, you know, I put blocks on the computers and everything in the house, on her laptop, my laptop, and all that. So I wouldn't have that issue. But then, you know, with the modern technology and everything, the cell phone actually became a horrible, that was the way to get it in. So there was, like, no way to, like, block it or anything like that. So I was kind of, like, forced between, do I go back to, you know, the old school flip phone or what do I do? Like, the smartphone really isn't that big an issue to me. I got to have a smartphone or whatever. So if I have to get rid of the smartphone, that's what I got to do. Mm-hmm. So I started looking online and researching how to block it or whatever, and there wasn't a way. But I did find an app that you're able to put on your phone, and it's called Ever Accountable. And what you do is you basically put in an email address of people that you want to hold accountable. And for me, I chose people that would look at what I was looking at and hold me accountable, and think people that, you know, I would be embarrassed if they found out, like my mom.
So it doesn't block porn on the phone, but it's an app that allows other people to know what you were looking at on your phone.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And, so, you know, Josh, one good point that you brought up also is here you are in love with your new wife. You're just getting married. And this is something that I want a lot of women, you know, to realize. If their man is addicted to porn, it has nothing to do with them or a lack of love for them or a lack of attraction to them. You could have a porn addiction, you know, despite that, and the fact that you were getting married and you love your wife, and out of respect for your wife, you went through all this, it shows that these were two separate issues.
Right.
One final question. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Josh. Go ahead.
I mean, it definitely did. Like, it was struggling because I loved her on one hand, but on the other hand, like, I was still struggling with it. And it had absolutely nothing to do with her. This was something that was started back from, like, adolescence, back in, like, I think fifth grade was the first time I ever got introduced to it. And here it is, you know.
And then, Josh, if your father had been addicted to the point that it ruined the marriage, to me, sounding, you know, how old you sound, I mean, I don't think internet was around. So what was it with his addiction? Was it just magazines, or was he going to, you know, like these little houses or whatever, you know, these viewing things? What was porn addiction back then?
From what my mom had told me, it started out with magazines early on in their marriage, and then, you know, the VHS tapes started rolling in, so she would find them. But in Richmond, evidently, this was way before I was even born, but they would have theater houses or whatever. So there was ways to get it if you wanted it. You'd have to go the extra mile to get it. And
right.
I think that's what it was. Like, it's not like it is today, so prevalent. Like, back then, you had to make a conscious decision to drive out of the way and spend the gas money to go see it.
Exactly. You know, Josh, I really appreciate you calling in and teaching us about that. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And again, congratulations on your new marriage. Sounds exciting. Talk to you soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, we know there was always little pornographic things that you could do and these theater houses, et cetera, but porn addiction wasn't, you know, considered a very rampant type of issue because, like Josh had said, you'd have to make an active decision. Now, you could just bring up the porn right there on your phone while you're at work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Gene on the line calling from Louisiana. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing today?
Excellent.
Well, hold on 1 second. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You sound great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the question, well, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been clean and sober for 6 years now. Over 6 years.
Amen, nice.
And the thing is with any addiction, but mainly I've learned this through Alcoholics Anonymous, is, you know, it becomes an addiction whenever it makes your life unmanageable, you know, and that's the only thing you think about, the only thing you want to do, you know, and you'll put it before your loved ones or anyone else.
So, exactly. You know, I was going to bring that up. You know, we don't really, when it comes to, like, you know, addicted to, you know, alcohol, there's a quantity that we in the medical community use because, you know, we're so scientifically thinking. But a true addiction, whether it be porn or anything, addicted to food, is when it starts to interfere with your life, your marriage, your job. So you having a beer a day, you could still be, that could still be considered addictive. If it, you know, is a disruptive force in your everyday life.
Well, then it's up to you to decide whether you determine yourself an alcoholic or not, because alcohol is making your life unmanageable then.
Exactly. Gene, I think that's awesome. So would you credit AA as being the driving force to keep you sober, or was there anything else that you did?
There's only Alcoholics Anonymous, and I found a power greater than myself, you know, and that's, you know, and the thing is having enough. If you can drink and drink and drink till you die. You'll never quit, but you can get to a point in your life to where you say, that's it. I can't do this no more. I have to do something, and you just, you know, admit that you're powerless and your life is unmanageable, which is the first step of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Exactly. Exactly. Gene, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Thank you. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. To wrap this up, because we're going to be going into a break, and then I want to talk about how we're able to, looks like, grow kidneys in the lab, as well as some other stories I want to hit. You know, when it comes to porn addiction, if you guys aren't sure if you're addicted to porn, you got to kind of take a look and see if this is something that, you know, you can't live without. If you're not at that point where you see it be a disruptive force, you gotta talk to family members. Because you'll have wives or husbands, etc., and they will say, you know, look, you're never around, you're always on the internet, and, you know, many times you guys are blaming video games. You know, I get that, and you know, the boys in my family love to be on video games, but it's more of, instead of a quantity, a quality of your life. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We had a great discussion for the first part of the show, talking about porn addiction, and I think we're gonna, I know a lot of you guys have been on the line. We're gonna revisit it. We'll kind of talk about, we bring up the subjects a lot, whether it's sex addiction, whether it's alcohol addiction, smoking, pain medicine addiction. I think the addictive personalities, that people have should not be considered so much a psychiatric disorder as it is that something that a lot of us can be predisposed to. Okay, like I don't know if it was Josh or one of the other callers had discussed how, religiously they believe that the kids carry the sins of their father, and whether it's addiction, etc. And I think there's genetic predispositions. I think there could be religious predilections. There could be, and not to mention with the way our society is. For those of you, sitting here listening and, maybe on your high horse going, well, I'm not addicted to anything. Good. I'm proud of you. But, I could probably put my money on it that a lot of you are addicted to something you don't realize you are. Whether it be, Facebook. Whether it be looking at your smartphone. Whether it be addicted to your smartphone. Whether it be addicted to taking hot baths. Whether it be addicted to chocolate. Whether it be addicted to French fries. Okay? Being addicted versus non-addicted, because sometimes we have a very fine line. Okay? Carbs. If somebody told me no carbs, all right, I could say, oh, easy. And then probably after about 24 hours, I'd go through withdrawal. I know a lot of you are addicted to caffeine. You'll come into my office, it'll be 2, 3 in the afternoon, and you're down in the dumps, and you're bitter, and you're having a headache, and y'all had your coffee at 6:30, 7 in the morning, and the caffeine wore off. So, keep in mind, a lot of us do have a vice, whether it's a true psychological addiction or whether it's a, habit. Okay, fine line between the two. But whenever we talk about addiction on the show, realize that it could pertain to all of us. I'm going to tell you right now, I am a workaholic. Okay, I cannot go a day without working on something. Now, nobody would call it an addiction. Okay, no psychiatrist wants to see me, and I don't really want that treated. I have so much work to do that I don't want to not work. But, when I'm on vacation, absolutely, I bring my laptop. I'll go to the beach without the laptop. I'm not, that much of a workaholic. But I would say what my vice is, there's not a day goes by that I don't involve myself somehow with my office or with the radio show. Now, the radio show, yeah, you can pretty much take the day off. You tweet news, etc. When it comes to your office, you got labs coming in. So how do you not be addictive, shall we say, if that's the word we're going to use, to your office? If you have labs coming in, and some of them could be abnormal, and your patient could be at risk because they have high potassium or low blood sugar, or et cetera, or low platelets, that's not something I could just blow off and walk away. That's just the nature of the job. But I have no problems admitting that I enjoy, working on the weekends. I just enjoy do it. If I don't, and I'm supposed to, sit home and, have lunch with my mother-in-law or my mother or something, I'm probably going to be thinking about the office because I need to. Now, once I know everything's good with the office and I know the patients are good and everybody's tucked in, I can relax. All right. But until then, and somebody could say, well, that's your morning cup of joe, or that's your morning hit, Dahlia. You have to go to the office and you have to, then fine. Okay. Guilty as charged. Now, some people, aren't workaholic. I don't know how to transition. I'm sorry, guys. I'm usually good at the transitioning. We're just going to move on to the next story. Scientists have made, I just couldn't do it. I thought I could transition. I didn't think ahead. Scientists have been able to grow a kidney in the laboratory. Okay. It has been transplanted into animals and it started to produce urine. I know a lot of you guys think the bladder is where urine is made. Nope. Kidneys make the urine. That's what they make. Okay? If you ever want to give a gift to somebody, give them a kidney. Making urine is important. In the study in the Journal of Nature Medicine, it showed the engineered or made-up kidneys were not as effective as natural ones. But, boy, is this a huge start. As many of you know, kidneys are on short supply. So for those of us that need a kidney transplant, all right, having been on dialysis or going through renal failure because of either our high blood pressure or diabetes, etc., many of us are waiting for years for a kidney. If they could grow a kidney in the laboratory, wow. All right, and we could maybe later pre-grow our kidneys. use our stem cells and go, if I need a kidney, you don't have to find me a donor. All right, this is me, this is my kidney. If they could do that, that would be, I mean, that's Star Trek cool. Now, of course, what the kidneys do, the blood goes through the kidneys filter out from the blood what it wants to keep, keeps in the blood whatever it doesn't want, it dumps into the urine. All right, it is probably the most commonly requested organ now on transplant list. So what they did is they wanted to take an old kidney, strip it out of all its old cells, leave a honeycomb-like scaffold, and then the kidney be rebuilt with cells taken from the patients. Obviously, the tissue would match the patient, so they wouldn't have to be on immunosuppressive drugs lifelong. The scaffolding was pretty good. What they did is they took a rat kidney, and they used a detergent to wash away the old cells. I don't think they used Gain or Tide. Those things are getting kind of costly. You know what? Last time I was at Target, Tide was like 20-some bucks. So, no. Yeah, just kind of squeeze some soft soap into the washer. Anyway, so they took the rat kidney. They used a detergent to wash out the old cells. The remaining web of proteins or the scaffold looks just like a kidney, including the blood vessels and the drainage pipes, the ureter, etc. The protein plumbing was used to pump the right cells into the right part of the kidney where it joined with the scaffold and began to rebuild. This is cool. They need to really publish the time lapse videos of these things growing. I think it'd be a fascinating movie. I'd watch it. Eat some popcorn. When the kidneys were tested in the laboratory, the urine production reached 23% of natural ones. Not huge, but pretty damn good. The team then tried transplanting an organ into a rat. Once inside the body, the kidney's effectiveness fell to about 5%. Now, when you're on dialysis, you're at about, according to BBC, 10 to 15%. So, I mean, if you could harness a 23% function, it's not that bad. You could still, you know, survive. You could still live. So, as we get more information on that, this is way cool. And I'm not really worried about the ethical type stuff because they're not cloning a body. They're just regrowing your own organ. And I think that's okay. For those of us who kind of are concerned, you know, biblically, I think I could come to grips with that. Growing your own kidney so you don't have to take your kids later, I think, you know, or your sisters or your brothers, I think that's good. I got into a fight with one of my brothers. He got me so mad, I didn't know what to say to him. And so I told him, and I still regret this, I go, "You're not getting my kidney." He's like, "What?" I go, "I am so mad at you right now. If you need a kidney, you're not getting mine. Good luck, brother." And I hung up the phone. And I felt guilty. Meanwhile, my brother's probably like, "What? Kidney? What the hell is she talking about?" But I mean, for me to threaten that, you know I was mad. I was steaming. Now everything's all fine, hunky dory. And I told him, you know, if he wanted my kidney or needed my ovary, he got it. You know, but boy, did he tick me off. Okay, what we're going to be talking about in the next hour is a psychiatric hospital in Nevada has been accused of transporting 1,500 mentally ill patients to cities across the nation by Greyhound bus. Are hospitals dumping patients? And why? All right. And, of course, your medical questions, your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Stay tuned.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.